Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafil's Fantasy Podcast.
All right, Jeff, this is it. This is the Olafil's Fantasy Podcast with yours truly, of course, Will and Jeff. Follow us on ATF Fantasy at ATF Fantasy, and don't forget to email us at olafilsfantasy@gmail.com. Almost had a brain fart there. This podcast, of course, is dedicated to our personal leagues, the creme de la creme, the Chantilly Cream Raft Pool League, and the Ship, the pretty much league that's been followed through and through with this pod and many, many years before the pod has even taken place. So we are going to be recapping our leagues through in, throughout, not necessarily waivers, but just our personal teams. And of course, we've got power rankings, we've got matchups, that's what they want to hear. And in terms of waiver ads, fantasy, and the general, you know, mismoosh that me and you do about TV and all stuff, that'll be on the other podcast. But Jeff, we still got to ask you, you know, how you doing?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, new format. I mean, after a terrible week two for my team, for most of the fantasy community, which we will get into, it's great to be here with you, my friend, my colleague, my co-host, my captain, captain of the ship. Maybe not on the power rankings of the leaderboard, but you know, in my heart, Will.
Well, I mean, you said power rankings. You said, you know, maybe not in the ship or whatever, but let's just get right to it, Jeff. You kind of mentioned it too, a rough week in fantasy. I would just say a rough week in football. I wouldn't say, you know, we don't want to always say it's only about fantasy teams. It's about real life teams, and unfortunately, NFL has its fair share of injuries, and those are going to be impacting fantasy teams. So let's first talk about the ship, my league, my team. Excuse me. Sprinting
our
to
league.
Yeah, McCaffrey. Both of us impacted heavily by the big injuries this weekend, and that is McCaffrey, my number one pick, and Barkley, your number two pick. Both of us without our premier players. Me a little bit luckier. McCaffrey out. They say 4 to 6 weeks, but you know, who knows exactly. Both of us 0-2. Both of us the bottom of the Yahoo standings. Better days ahead, possibly. I'm still proud of my team. I lost only because of GM decisions. I decided to start Nyheim Hines over Mark Ingram or Stephon Diggs. And, I could have started myself, to be honest, and probably would have gotten more points, which is unfortunate. So have plenty of depth, and I'm proud because Diggs has now inserted. He's made his voice heard.
Oh, yeah.
He spoke to the GM. He spoke to the coach, and he will be in the starting lineup from here on out. And an injury like McCaffrey might be a blessing to my team, for better or worse, because I won't have as many GM decisions to make. Jeff, we both may be 0-2, but how do you feel on a personal level with your team?
Well, I mean, the season at this point for me is, I mean, we're in desperation mode. We're only in week three, but I will say, okay, coming into this season and the team I had, you know, a lot of controversy around the Lev Bell pick in the second round. Obviously, this is a keeper league where, running back is thin from the beginning. I mean, lost Lev Bell week one, lost Saquon Barkley week two. Watch out, Austin Eckler.
don't say that.
Fantasy gods may smite you. We have him in our best ball league as well, so not great from that perspective. And what I originally thought at the beginning of the year, running back, which would be my strength, having that core of Barkley, Eckler, and Bell, for whatever you think of him, has devolved into nothingness. I am probably going to start Miles Gaskins, in my RB2 slot. And after all the garbage I threw on other people's teams, running back situation, now I have no running back situation. And my wide receivers, I mean, DJ Chark, where are you? Keelan Cole is out targeting you right now. Like, Yes, you've had the touchdowns. Yes, you've had some big plays, but now you're questionable too. I mean, everyone on my team is on notice, let's be honest. I don't think I'm ever picking a tight end early ever again. Zach Ertz, you're borderline dead to me. I mean, Dallas Goddard is like doubling your targets every week. I mean, come on. So if you couldn't tell, I'm bitter about this league. Oh my God. Yeah, Joe. Gosh, I can't believe I put that into the ether and let that friggin' Higbee score 3 touchdowns against me. Gotta tell I'm bitter. It's, you know, it's a league that I pride my performance in. I was terrible last year, and it seems I will be terrible again this year.
We'll save the tight end talk for the tight end pod the next time, because I mean, you want to talk about the wasteland? It's the anti-wasteland. Hopefully you didn't draft a tight end this year, and you got Jordan Reed or Jonnu Smith or Tyler Eifert or Tyler Higbee. I mean, my God, this weekend, unbelievable for tight ends. But better days ahead, Jeff. But we're living in the present, and our teams are both awful.
Yep.
For now, again, for now. Luckily, I do have depth. Your depth, not so great. Can't wait to see how Miles Gaskin performs for the Dolphins and Thug Love and the Nationwide Posse. But let's get right to it. Let's get to the power rankings, top 12 teams in this league. Debatable, heavily debatable. We have in parentheses where they were at this point last week. We don't have where they started in the beginning of the year, and thankfully, because mine would be an absolute flip-flop if that were the case. Let's go ahead and start with the bottom, Jeff. The 12th, I mean, let you have it right here. Who is, according to you, the worst team in the ship?
I mean, last week was a battle of the bottoms. I mean, I was playing Oppressed, who we'll get to in just a second. I, Thug Love, the Nationwide Posse, down at the bottom. I mean, lost Saquon to ACL. He's out for the year. I see his smiling face in my roster, and I also see him in all these Hulu commercials. It hurts my heart. But I think, you know, it'll be interesting. I don't know what's going to be more painful, dropping Saquon or seeing if I got Mike Davis for how much fab I just dropped on him. So that could be – I have no idea what this team is going to be. I mean, there is some potential, but I'm going to need some luck. I'm going to need Le'Veon to get healthy and, you know, show up to his upside potential in a couple weeks, and hopefully Mike Davis can be a little bridge. But it's not looking good. Thug Love at the bottom. The next one up, I'll just hit it real quick. Oppressed. I mean, the team still isn't great. All right, let's be frank about it. Tyler Higbee scored 3 touchdowns. You know, had a big day out of Leonard Fournette off of a garbage extravaganza 50-yard touchdown run at the end of the game. I mean, and Mahomes, before the Chargers did something very stupid and very chargery, punting it back to him, was having a pretty mild day, you know. He ended up with 27 points, but Chargers kept him in check for most of the day. I mean, I don't know how he ended up with 27 points. He was doing a lot of it out there.
50 rushing yards.
Yeah, I mean, Dave's team has a lot of questions. It's not a great team. I mean, he needs Kenny Golladay back in a big way. He needs that Leonard Fournette situation to continue, and, you know, he needs Tyler Boyd to catch another garbage time touchdown too. He's got impeached this week. He's 15 points down. I see him staying kind of in the bottom half of the league. I'll throw it to you, Will, for the next one.
I want to take the next one, but first I just want to say really quick, you did, you know, I get it. You're really hard on him, and it's fine. It's fair. He did beat you, and let's not forget, and let's let everyone know who's listening to this, he beat you while also having Benny Snell score negative 1.5 points.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Saquon got 2, and I mean,
still better, still doubled, quadrupled.
Well, Benny Snell, infinity, I'm just saying. Right?
If he did deserve to beat you, that's just funny. He would have been better off just leaving that spot open. So in 10th place is myself sprinting to T-Mobile. Again, I was in the power rankings to start the season, number 1. So instead of 0-1, I am 1-0. Management decisions come into question. I've already talked to the team and let them know. They've been heard. T.Y. Hilton, you're done. You're on the bench.
Sit down.
And Stephon Diggs, I mean, Stephon Diggs, Antonio Gibson, Mark Ingram, welcome. Welcome to the starting lineup, all three of you, because with just impressive week two showings, Diggs, you're probably never coming out of the lineup. Just an amazing first 2 weeks with him and Josh Allen. I'm excited. I only lost by about 3 points, even with these questionable decisions. So better days ahead for the 10th place team, sprinting to T-Mobile, and an epic matchup coming up, although with a team questionably maybe high in the power rankings. Number 9, right above me, Bluey, gets his first win, but quite a stinker. I believe he has the second lowest points in the league. He has the lowest amount of points in the league. You've outscored him by one point.
There we go,
you
baby.
You did lose to him. You lost to a press. I'm sorry, we just went over that.
Bluey in week one.
Which is Hatch's team. One. Lowest point total through 2 weeks, 187. So do the math there. 93.75 average team. I did get a 39 on a state-mandated math test.
Hey,
just another stinker. Gronk, not great. 0 points, I believe, for Gronk yesterday or on Sunday. So, you know, he does have James Robinson, who has been quite the, I want to say, the darling for the Jaguars. The Jaguar is very, very feisty.
Oh, yeah.
Very feisty this season. And, of course, Connor not being hurt did end up being a standout for Bluey this weekend. But we will see what happens. He has Logan Thomas now in the starting lineup as opposed to Gronk. Jeff?
Coming in at number 8, the team that beat you ever so closely, Twinkies, the Twins, came down to Drew Brees. Could he not mess up? And he did mess up, but he did not put up. But it was close. It was close. I think he wanted to. Let's see. David Johnson did not put up like he did week one. You think better days are there? I mean, this team's got a good core of running backs. Just don't like pretty much everything else around them. I think, you know, Calvin Ridley's pretty good. Gallup, yeah, either or. Drew Brees, steady Eddie. Harrison Butker, though, my gosh, yeah. Get some, my son. That'll be good, but I think I called it with this team earlier in the season. It's a high floor, low upside team. I don't ever see this team getting over 130. I think, you know, right around 100 to 120 every week. And kind of looking how this league is shaking out, that might be enough to get you in the playoffs. And, you know, with a bit of luck, who knows? This could be a playoff team. Number 7, down from 4, our boy Vlad, now renamed COVID Saw. He wants to play a game. His team's not bad. I mean, I don't think we've ever criticized his team of being up bad and unable to put up points. He beat his projections, 120 points. Another week where he's just playing someone better. You know, it like we hit off the top, I mean, Jonnu Smith playing, he was playing against Jonnu Smith, who put up 22.4 points. He also had Raheem Mostert, who kind of saved his day with a huge run in the beginning, but then went out in that game. I mean, the Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins stack looks to be great. There's upside abounding, but, you know, GM decisions, I think, for Muff will be crucial. COVID saw, I feel like, not worthy of where are his points. He's got to be up there.
He is up there. He has more points. He has more points than 2-2-0 teams. Of course, one of them is Maserati. Has more points than 2-2-0 teams. More points than 3-1-1 teams. But you know, in a couple teams we'll talk about, there's another 0-2. There's 4-0-2 teams. So season is not over, my friend.
No.
Season is nary to be messed with. I mean, to be honest, that's amazing that there's another 0-2 team that has just as many points as an undefeated team. But we'll get to that in a second. So, Vlad, yeah, better days ahead. Big matchup, though, between 2-0-2s. A bigger, you know, win-or-go-home match might be coming up next. A wounded animal game, maybe even.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6, we have Captain COVID, the commish. Impressive performance. He is also 2-0, one of these 2-0 teams that may not be the highest-scoring team. 228 total points for 2 weeks. But week two pretty much got him off the schneid. Aaron Jones, I mean, whew, just absolutely dominated this past week. Lamar Jackson, kind of an interesting schedule to start the season. We'll see if he gets He gets the Chiefs next week, Monday Night Football. You're going to need him to come up huge. But his bench.
Have you looked at his bench? Oh, my goodness.
Bench, very lacking. But I think what he did there, I remember he picked up Jamal Williams. I think he's like, if I'm going to have a bench, I might as well use it for backups or for handcuffing his players. So he's got Jamal Williams. He's got Rex Burkhead in his. I mean, I don't even want to. Can we just let's take a moment to reset?
Yep.
So he is 2-0. Let's just. Now I'm looking at this team, and I don't know how it's 2-0. So, Jason, I love you, but I think 6 is a little high.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Jones scored pretty much 25% of his points in 1 week, so not great. And his team is littered with injuries. That's why he's down here. I couldn't justify.
I don't know where you're doing the math. He scored a third of his points.
Oh yeah. Well, I was saying in the 1 week where he's last this week he scored like what 45 or 50.
Yeah, this week's
like
48.6 points.
Yeah, not great. So I always feel like Aaron Jones does that 2 times a year, ends the year with 9 touchdowns, and so then you're left with, you know, the 11 other weeks when he gets you 0 or 1 touchdown. So I don't like his team very much, but I couldn't justify. I think I like Vlad's team more, but I couldn't justify it being 0-2 over Captain COVID. Let's talk about the next one, Will. Your favorite team to both play and, you know, talk about, I feel like. A team that I am playing this week.
It's great. Maserati, the legend continues. 2-0, 255 points. So he's done his due diligence with the points so far, at least in that first week. Josh Allen continues to shine. Great start to him in his season. Julio comes back. He's not playing against me, so he only scored 3 points. I'm curious to see how Amari Cooper continues this season because he's gotten 13 and 14 so far. But that team has really spread the ball around, so we'll see if Cooper continues to get some of those points. Josh Jacobs, I mean, he's got some players. The only one that really is confusing to me is Ronald Jones, but now that the season's kind of going, and if Josh Jacobs continues to be like the main dude to get all these points, if Julio and Josh Allen continue to at least produce, and as long as he keeps playing dudes that have a J in their name, I think he's going to be in it because he's got Josh, Julio, Josh, and Jones. I mean, Joneses.
Jacobs.
Josh, he's got double J's all around. Julio Jones, Josh Jacobs. We love to hate it, but if he keeps having these players step up big, then we're going to have to start believing him at some point. That's the main takeaway.
Yeah, that's true. And Yahoo projectors, the Josh Jacobs, 14.4 points. Get out of here. Come on. Up that. He's got to be at least 16, 17. The guy is a beast in the game. Number 4, down one spot, Bosa.
I mean, this might be the highest rating ever for an 0-2 team.
Yes. I mean, he has pretty much the third most points scored, right? I want to say. Third most points. He's 0-2. I mean, he's sitting behind two teams who have 50 points less than him. I think his team, it's dangy. And you know Derrick Henry is just eking to go off one of these weeks, and I feel like that's kind of what's been the lacking aspect. I mean, it's kind of like, oh, you have Cam Newton on your bench, but you're starting Russell Wilson, so you're not changing any of that. I mean, the guy's got Tyreek Hill and Robert Woods, who are just, I mean, Tyreek was never a target monster, but he's been showing up. Robert Woods is just being used in all types of ways. Is that J.K. Dobbins, is there long-term sustainability there? Is it going to be kind of a back and forth with Mark Ingram? I just don't know. And then John Brown, if Josh Allen keeps it going, should put up. I like the team. I feel like he should just trade.
I was just about to say, I mean, that Cam Newton is just sitting there rotten.
Sitting there. I mean, I don't think it's going to get – his value is going to get higher than it is right now just off a primetime monster performance. Who needs to throw in this league anymore as a quarterback when you can just become a running back? I mean, get like a nice high upside wide receiver too that you can put in your flex or try and find someone desperate. Myself. I'll trade you Miles Gaskins. I mean, I don't know.
Oh man, McCaffrey for Cam Newton, straight up. All right, number 3, impeach Trump. 2 last week. By the way, I mean, Isn't I think we talked about this last week. Shouldn't his name be like impeached Trump or
yeah,
something?
I
like,
didn't get that. Come on.
I mean, it's in the past. Past the past.
I guess it's possible to impeach him.
You got 4 more months. Well, maybe more. But I mean, you know, we'll see what
happens. Save it for the politics pod.
Yeah, save it for the pod.
The Scrotus pod.
Down from 2 last week, but he is, you know, 1-1, 269 points, third highest score in the league. Solid outing, but he went up against a team that just, you know, this is what happens. It happens in good leagues. You're going to play against teams that unfortunately score more than you run into a buzzsaw. He ran into Captain COVID, who, of course, scored 45 points more than his projections. But impeached Trump has a good team. I think if I was to question anything, it would be his wide receivers. Is DK Metcalf always going to go off? I mean, as of right now, it looks like that's a yes. DJ Moore, that Panthers team is a little interesting. Are they going to be good for garbage points? Now that McCaffrey's out, are they going to throw it more? We'll see. But he's got that solid Seattle combination of Metcalf and Carson. And we'll save it for the general pod. But the Vikings stink. So oh God, how good awful. Is Dalvin Cook going to be the rest of the season?
Are they the hardest team to watch through 2 weeks?
I think a nice hot bet is first coach fired Mike Zimmer.
Ooh.
Because people, I mean, you know, Adam Gase or the Giants or, you know, Joe Judge or, you know, whatever people are doing, the Lions, Matt Patricia. But, yeah. I mean, Mike Zimmer, they were cooking with gas 4 years ago, and they have just been in the pooper. I mean, last year they beat the Saints in New Orleans in the playoffs, and they look awful. So, I mean, that could be a nice change there. So, will Devin
Diggs dudes
succeed the rest of the season? Who knows? Yeah, see ya, Diggs dudes. Number two, I'll do number two, and you can finish it off with number one of a great friend of the pod, absolute stunning friend. I believe a one-time champion, maybe two. Coastin, Corey Carmichael. A team where we always had questions about, and another one we always kind of critique, if I do so myself, but he's 2-0 again, even without Michael Thomas, even with Todd Gurley. I don't know how he's putting up these points. Will Fuller gets him a 0. Todd Gurley gets him 6. But he still puts up 140 points!
Janu!
Janu, the Dak Prescott experience. Is this going to happen every week? No, but I mean, without Michael Thomas, who even cares? He's putting up points, and he's only going to get Michael Thomas back at some point. So, good on Coastin. Definitely a team that's one of the top in the league for sure.
Yeah, but let's talk about the top dog. I don't think it can be questioned. 2 back-to-back big wins. Fresh Prince of Hilaire. Chongers and bongers from last year.
A million points.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost got 300 points through 2 weeks and a half PPR. It's craziness. He doesn't even need Thielen to, like, do anything this week, so it's fine because, you know, Edwards-Helaire, Kamara, Waller, oh my gosh, yeah. He's just a target machine. Like, Keenan Allen, I mean, I don't know what you thought of Herbert, but give me all the Herbert for the fantasy all the time, and the real life for that matter, because he seemed to be targeting Keenan a lot. I mean, I feel like every week, I don't know who can challenge him. Like, it's going to have to be, I don't know, Impeach is probably a team that can. Bosa probably has the upside. I mean, I don't know. It's going to... crowning him the champion already.
Yeah. I'm not either, and it's going to suck, but there's going to be more injuries next week. It's just... This season is going to be, and this is what we talked about before we played fantasy this year. And that, unfortunately, it's not even due to COVID. It's just because there was no preseason, no training camps.
Yep.
These players are getting hurt, and this year was going to be way different with that. So that's what's happening, it's going to happen again. But his team, we loved it in the draft. This is one we were right about. We were scared when he started drafting these players, and we were like, this is going to be bad for everybody. And it has been.
Yep.
Jeff, we wrote down some matchups to look forward to this week. Now, there aren't going to be proper projections yet because not everyone's messed around with their teams. The waiver wire happens tomorrow. You mentioned to me offside that it's a rough week for matchups. But, you know, got myself going up against COVID Saw, two 0-2 teams. Could be a loser goes home match.
Good prop on this one. Yeah. How many texts do you think Muff is going to fire off throughout the day?
Just him?
50 or more.
I mean, if I looked at just this past weekend, it was at least 50. So I'm going over hard on that.
Yeah. That's probably strong.
And there will definitely be a, of course, Stephon Diggs is going off. Like, he's going to say, of course, insert name is going off. Now, yeah. If it's Antonio Gibson, then fine. But if he says, like, of course, Stephon Diggs is going off. It's like, hey, dude's been killing it all year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that one. We got Coastin.
Kyler Murray,
There we go. DeAndre. Classic. Tevin Coleman, of course, comes in and steals it. Whatever he's going to say. Coastin versus Bosa. We've got a 2-0 team. This is actually, I like this one.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
This is actually a really good one. 2-0, not like an actual true 2-0. Coastin, we could say, is a true 2-0.
Yep.
Going up against a fraudulent 0-2 team that should be better than he is. So, can Bosa hang with the big boys? I like this one.
Yeah, this is a really good matchup. I mean, I would lean Bosa. He's projected, obviously, just like we talked about, to outscore by about 5. But Coastin has Davante Adams and Michael Thomas. We'll have to get injury updates on those throughout the weeks. So those projections look to be kind of just standard. There's potential. I like Bosa in this one, but I think it's a pretty fair matchup, and it'll be kind of a true test for both teams. You know, prove us that you're not deserving of the basement, Bosa, and Coastin. You know, do you belong with the top dogs?
And then number one, I love this one. So you have Fresh Prince versus Captain COVID, a 2-0 team versus a 1-1 team. Oh, no, sorry, they're both 2-0, excuse me.
Yep.
And the best part is they both have a mainstay of their team going Monday night for Chiefs-Ravens. So this is going to be a battle till the end Monday night. Lamar Jackson for Captain COVID and Edwards-Helaire for the Fresh Prince going off on Monday night. If you were to pick you're picking Fresh Prince, and understandably, I think you just kind of want to roll with who's hot, and you want me to weave a web. It's not happening because I can't pick a team that has Rex Burkhead and Peyton.
Yeah, Burkhead. I was like, weave Rex Burkhead.
There's no web. Unless Kittle, if Kittle makes a comeback, he better play both Kittle and Gesicki, I'm thinking. Maybe Crowder. I don't know. It's a rough. Ugh. He has a rough go of it with his injury.
Literally
so
almost
I'm
every
taking
bench player's injury.
Fresh Prince as well in that matchup.
Yeah. Nothing to argue about there. Ship. It's been a spicy couple weeks so far, Will.
It has been. And just a shout-out to the best ball, because I sent you the text, sent the group chat the text. We had a rough first week, take off the training wheels, right? I mean, we've never done a best ball before. Again, for those who don't know, you draft your players. You don't ever – no waiver wires. If injuries happen, they happen. You draft 18 players, and it just auto-sets your lineup every week. Well, boys and girls, and everyone who's listening, Jeff and I scored the second highest points this past week. Let's just get ourselves a pat on the back.
Let's go.
Minshew was our he wasn't even our highest scorer. Our highest scorer was Gesicki. Unreal. I mean, 31 points. What? That was you. That was you too, by the way. That was your pick. Our three quarterbacks this week were Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Gardner Minshew. They each scored 22 plus points. Good job.
What a league. What a league.
Chark, I mean, Henry is our lowest scorer that week.
I know. That's pretty wild.
There you go. Best ball. Jeff, do you have time to talk about, at least run through the Chantilly Cream quick power rankings?
If we hit it quick, I can do it. Let's do it.
We got 5 minutes, baby. We got this. We're going through our leagues here. 10-team league. The Chantilly Cream. Notably, I hated my draft in this league. So, spoiler alert, I guess I should have liked it. 10 teams, 2 quarterback most likely. You can start whoever you want, super flex. Number 10, Tony Hawk, pro skater, 1-2 legend. Of course, that name will be changing for who we will be playing against this week. I haven't looked, but I will look as soon as the best ball goes up. But Scotty, of course, big fan of the show.
Playing Kyle.
Playing against Kyle, so he will be changing it to some, Rams thing maybe? I don't know what he's going to change to.
Kyle's a Raiders fan.
You know, you just didn't show up. It's fine. Last week, you barely eked out a loss or whatever. You barely lost to me. But you just – changes have to be made. He has a good team. I mean, he has some solid people. I think Joe Mixon still hasn't really gotten going yet. And he has to get a better quarterback than Jimmy G, especially if that injury is concerning.
Yeah. He did call me and, you know, ask who he should start. And I told him Landry, who was the lowest score of Devontae Parker and John Brown. But that's neither here nor there. You're your own manager. You make your own decisions. Okay. Number nine, Jason's legit team. Obviously, Jay Bell, commissioner of the ship. Don't like his team. Where is he in the standings? Second to last. I think he has the second least points scored. Not great. You know, James Conner was on his bench and kind of showed up in a big way. You know, Julio, a little nicked up, but he's got the Hig Beast. So who knows? This week he is playing Derek's team. So I feel like this is a
second quarterback situation. This is what this league's all about. You got to get those quarterbacks. True. That's second quarterback true. Is Daniel Jones.
But going up against SF without, you know, Bosa, so who knows? You know.
And he's going up should against Derek's team, he said, right?
Yeah, Derek's team who's actually
two 0-2s.
Yeah. 2-0-2s going up. Derek's team who I think we liked. We'll get to him in a 4-0 second.
4-0-2 teams in this league as well. Number 8 in the next one is ATS favorite guest. The man who the co-executive producer thinking he should have been ranked number 1 in the power rankings. He got A pluses for his draft, remember? Remember this. A pluses for his draft. Well, he is one of the lowest score. He has the 1, 2, 3. He's fourth, fifth lowest scoring team, I guess. So he's right in the middle there. Right in the middle. But he's 0-2. Unfortunately, got to face the man in the mirror. And we talked about this last week. We got a text from him questioning managerial decisions. And he responded in kind. And, well, sir, I'm sorry, but you let us down with that. Tyler Boyd, 20 points. Fournette, 27 points. Cooks, 14 points. I just named 3 players who scored more than Kirk Cousins or DJ Chark. So there you go, sir.
Ooh.
Management decisions called into question. Number 7, Jeff, who you got?
Derek's team. I think we just hit on him. I think I like the team, but he's got to put it up against Jason. I mean, they're in kind of a little shootout. He's got Tannehill, who's quietly been okay in fantasy, but Carson Wentz as his other top QB, projected for 20. I guess they're going up against the Bengals, but it's the most important position in football. He also has Mayfield on his bench, who put up a little bit, but I think it's going to come down to that decision and, you know, how Miles Sanders and can DK Metcalf go off again because his bench is riddled with injuries. So Derek's team could be moving from the top of the power rankings down to the bottom real quick.
Number 6, welcome to your nightmare, Orange Rush. It's been a minute. You decided to go up against me. You're the defending champion 8 times over in this league. You never starting 2 quarterbacks, and you didn't this week. You put in T.Y. Hilton as your second. You had Joe Burrow on your bench. You could have played as your second quarterback. And I beat you by 100 points, Jose. Oof. You finally, you know, you got what you deserve. That's what I'm saying right now. 180-80. That's what I'm just saying right now. You scored 80 points in a super flex 10-team league. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, it's not great. Number 5, Captain Andrew Luck. I'm still a little hesitant. I think the jury's out. He's 1-1. He's got a good amount of points, 260 points. Obviously, he's got Russell Wilson. You know, Eckler's been pretty good for him. Jared Goff has been surprisingly pretty good. He'll probably have a couple stinkers here. He's going up against Greg. So, Greg, you know, you want to move up the power rankings? Outside the bottom, beat Sam. You're projected to lose by 8 points right now. So those managerial decisions will be critical.
PP Face, number 4, our number 1 power ranking team, is 2-0. Squeaked out another squeaker. I mean, you wrote it here. He's been playing not the best competition so far this year. I believe he has played 2-0-2 teams.
Yeah.
If I am correct in that, but of course now it's not loading. Yeah, he played Tony Hawk Pro Skater Legend, and then he played against Jason Legend's team. So he's played against 2 teams that haven't had a win. But we still like your team. I like your team. You just got to put up a little bit more points. Somehow, only 231 points.
Yeah.
Through 2 weeks, the third lowest scoring team in this league.
You know who's been putting up points, Will?
Who?
You, baby.
Oh.
It was a DDT. Now it's stop winning. I mean, the auto picks. You got Kittle in your IR spot. You beat the champ by 100. Diggs, Josh Allen connection. You got Zeke and Aaron Jones. You know, it's unsure if the moons will ever align like that again. But you are the top scorer of the week, the top points of the week. And are you upset with this ranking at 3? I mean, OBJ finally showed up. I don't think Aaron Jones is going to do that. What are you doing with OJ Howard? I mean, yeah, I guess. Kittle, come back to us, my son.
I think I just need to see more from Stafford. He is my second quarterback. So is Rivers. I mean, my first quarterback's doing good with Josh Allen, but we'll see. Only time will tell. And just to put this in perspective, the league we talked about earlier, the ship, I have 305 points in a super flex full PPR league. Chong has 290 points.
Yep.
Think about that. In a half PPR traditional like flex league. So think about how many points he has scoring. Number two, who's this?
You know, it's my team. Nah. I like this team, man. I like this team. It's fun. It's fun. It's always fun. I've never owned, I guess like I owned Rodgers the other year. But, yeah, having Mahomes is always kind of fun because he just kind of runs it up. I mean, Roethlisberger has been good. I'm the one with Cam in this league, sitting 35 points on the bench. And, you know, this team is deep. There's options. There's scrubs at the bottom I can play out. You know, Noah Fant's been really good. Kamara's another fun player to have. So I like the team. I think I'm second in points right now. Second in points, or third in.
You're third.
Third in points, third in the league. I've been putting it up on a week to week basis. 140 both weeks. So
this is a fun league. That's a good point about having a two quarterback league like that, and even a 10 team league. It's a fun league. You got points. You got points to score, and you need to score when you're in a league this shallow and with two quarterbacks as a possibility. And speaking of points, might not be the top scorer in the league. Well, by 2 points, I have outscored him. But just a classic name. I got a feeling. I believe another former champion of this league, Kyle. I think I'm right in saying that. And in a PPR league, to have Darren Waller do what he did on a Monday night to just pace you, just watching the points add up as the team slices and dices the Saints must be a good feeling. Raiders, you know, good for him. Good. Oh, you know, I don't know why I thought he was a Rams fan. Why did I say that?
I don't know. His father is a Rams fan.
Yeah, probably the Murph tribe. Did his job, 130 points for Kyle Murphy. Big week in the league for a couple of these teams, myself included, facing off against you. But that is the Raft Pool League, the power rankings. 10 teams there. Woo!
Woo-wee!
What a doozy there. That was fire right there. That was some recaps and power rankings, and of course, a little bit of preview mixed in of the Raft Pool and the Ship Leagues. So be sure to look forward to more of those coming up. And of course, a classic traditional fantasy pod once waivers clear and all that as well. Anything, Jeff, left for you to say before we hit the hay?
That was fun. Hopefully less injuries this week. And can't wait to see if I get Mike Davis. I mean, I'm just waiting with bated breath.
You've said this a couple times, and do I post this pod tonight? Do people need to know that the Mike Davis love is out there?
I want it to be posted after, just so people can see how much I paid for him. If I even get him.
Can't wait for that. That's exact. I mean, yeah, that is the other way. It's funny that it doesn't. That is one thing I wish Fab did, is if you didn't get someone, it shows all the bids. Like, that'd be pretty cool to see. But, Jeff, great job tonight. I loved the atmosphere, the energy that we had, and the quickness as well. So, good luck in everybody in their leagues, especially our two leagues. And me and you need to get off the schneid in the ship. And also, in Raffle, we are sworn enemies.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Peace.
Peace out.